Heavy sigh. You were just talking about gas prices a moment ago. Gas prices, oil companies, energy companies, government, all kinds of things going on. I don't have a clue. Pat Johnston, do you have a clue?
No, I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue, even though I...
We have more questions than we do clues.
By the way, is that Isabella County, the sheriff?
Yes. They're also having some issues, I understand, with the road commission in Genesee County with gas supply.
I imagine everybody is. Mm-hmm. Nobody budgeted for $5 a gallon.
Right.
I just, I don't know. I guess in today's time, I didn't, maybe it's time to do a couple things new and where they don't have to drive around and be everywhere for a missing wallet or something like that. You know, maybe, I don't know. I think that might, surprised they weren't even doing that already.
However,
yeah,
one of the lessons we learned during the pandemic, when they were restricted from stopping motorists, for example, for very basic things, speed limits went way up. That is, the excessive speed went way up. I know in Saginaw Township on State Street, they were well exceeding 10 miles over, and finally, a few months ago, they went back to enforcing, and it's amazing how it slowed things down a little bit.
Right. Oh, no, for things like that, which I assume that they're still going
to
be doing.
Well, to a degree. I mean, you know, how much patrolling are they going to do is the question. Right. Nobody knows the answer to that.
Well, it's a catch-22 for them, because next time they want a public safety message, people are saying, why aren't I seeing them out in my township?
Right. Well, either that or the next public safety message will be vote us a millage for gas.
Yeah, perhaps.
So, well, I wanted to look some of this up, because Art, you and I, we were talking about this off the air yesterday, and, you know, with gas prices, what are they, around 519 still around here? That's kind of what I'm saying.
519.
You know, I seem to recall, when it came to oil futures, I seem to recall back in 2008 that they were a lot higher than they are today.
And I think I said I thought they got 100.
All right, and that's the thing. My memory, I don't remember what I did yesterday, Art, so, you know, that's why I was like, that could be. And
You're too young for that.
I decided to look back, and I went to a website. It's called macrotrends.net. And I found some numbers on crude oil prices from, you could go back to the 30s, 40s, whatever, right?
It was a buck a barrel.
And so this is what I found. I said that I was able to find out that my memory wasn't all that bad. So the highest price for oil so far this year is $123.70.
That's the futures.
That's the futures.
That's futures.
Futures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Highest price of oil futures in 2008. $145.31.
Was it really?
Yeah. Wow.
And then that's when the prices went up to about, what were they around here? I think the highest was around 415, maybe 430,
so you have to
something.
Ask yourself, why at a lower future price is gas higher?
And that's kind of what I was trying to look into. See, I visited the American Institute for Economic Research's inflation calculator, and I entered in $4.15. That was the high price of gas back in 2008. And it came out to $5.50 in today's terms. So at first I thought, and maybe we are paying then in inflation terms a little bit less for this high price of oil right now than we were back in 2008. But still, that didn't really, something still didn't really
that
make sense.
You know what? All that's wonderful. Doesn't help our pocketbook.
Hold on. So I put in the $145.31, the high price for the oil futures back in 2008 in that inflation calculator, and it came out to $189.54 for today. Now, that is much higher than this year's price of $123. Yet gas prices are hovering around $5.20, just a few cents lower than they were back then. So I guess I'm just looking at this, and it's racking my mind. I'm like, so if oil futures were $143, and we were paying $4.15 12 years ago or 14 years ago, why are we paying so much more when oil futures are only at $123?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask, what's happening to that barrel of oil when it comes out of the ground? How much of it is going into gasoline production? How much of it is going into other petroleum uses, and what's the supply and demand on the gasoline?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, one other side note on this. From what I've heard in the past, when you hear a jump in the price of crude, it actually takes 30 days before that crude becomes gasoline at the pump. But why is it that when the price of crude goes up, immediately the gas price goes up?
Yes, and it's funny. I looked up PolitiFact. They did a story on this back in March and says that gas prices don't necessarily follow the oil markets all that quickly. It says after oil prices fall, it typically takes a while for gas prices to decrease, and consumers often assume foul play even when there isn't any. And this is according to Nicole Peterson from Gas Buddy. Gas stations lose profits when oil prices increase sharply because they cannot drastically lift gas prices due to local competition. Then when oil prices fall, gas stations try to recoup any losses before lowering their prices.
Yep.
So that's one reason, I guess, Dave, maybe that's why they don't lower so fast or drop so fast when the oil futures drop. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, okay, fine, I get it. I don't get it.
I wasn't talking about dropping. I was talking about how fast they go.
No, I agree. And that's
Shipped or processed or refined.
That's my point. It's like I heard that explanation. I said, okay. But like Dave says, how come though when the price rises, the oil futures rise, boom, all of a sudden and they're up.
And the local oil companies that own the gas stations, they really don't control that very much. Because when they go down to get their fuel, they pay what's called a tipping fee.
Right.
And that's what they pay for the fuel.
Yeah, right, you know? Right.
So it's...
I don't know. It just doesn't. I mean, gas prices are higher now than they were in 2008, even though oil futures... were much more higher
by inflationary standards
than they are today. So it does not make any sense to me.
I was going to say, are you trying to say gas is actually a buy right now?
Oh, wait. Wait a minute.
In some strange way?
The guy who drives from Alma every day?
I know. That's the worst.
See, that's why he's convincing himself.
I see.
It doesn't make sense, though.
See, I just realized how fruitless this was. You're trying to make sense out of it.
Yes, I know. I know. I do this thing that I try to. It's called thinking. I try doing that once in a while, and I can't. I shouldn't do that sometimes, but I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to why it is that high. That's my whole point. Is that I just think this is. You can call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, but I do think that there is something in there. When you get all these oil companies announcing the billions of dollars they're making in profits right now, you can't tell me after all the money that they lost in 2020 due to the pandemic that all of a sudden there's just, oh, wow, it's just a shock that they're recouping all their losses just like that within the last 2 years or so. People are still, a lot of people are still working from home, so it's not like everybody is all out there driving again. I've been reading that demand is not anywhere close to as high as it was a few years ago, yet for some reason they continue to skyrocket.
Still trying to make sense out of it,
aren't you? Yes, it does not make any sense. This is why I'm happy, Charlie, that I have my electric lawnmower. This year. See, now I know I'm only saving probably $50 or whatever for the summer.
Start driving that to work.
It'd be a long, long drive. Yeah, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it on one trip. I'm on battery.
Well, you know, you get a couple of batteries carried with you.
So, but every little bit helps. So that's why I'm happy that I'm not paying the $50 for the summer.
Everyone clear on that now?
Not a clue.
No, that was the whole point. That was the point. I looked into it and it didn't make sense.
I get it.
I don't understand.
I just say that everything I looked at has so many combinations of factors.
And you know what? Can I tell everybody? Yeah. You can go online and you can find a bunch of stories from so-called experts. And they all have their opinions. They all have their reasons why.
Opinion. That's it.
So if they don't know, they are so-called experts, then how are we supposed to know?
Well, the demand may be down, but the supply is also down, so that is a factor.
Yeah, that's part of the factor.
They're going to bump it up now.
But again, I don't think that really matters because it's the oil futures prices that we're supposed to be basing this on.
Well, yeah, but the oil future prices are in some ways based on the supply of oil.
That is my point, though. If it's 123 today and 145 then...